Well, Jeff, once again, we're out here just in advance of one of the Indy race scheduled races for the season. We're at a pump promotion at Snappy Mart, downtown Kansas City. First thing I want to ask you is, I know you've already pumped some gas, talked to some of the people who are out here today. What do you think about what they're saying? What are they asking you?
Well, we still have, you know, some of that confusion that people have in their own cars and wondering, hey, you know, I've heard about the flex fuel. How do I know if my car is flex fuel? That was one of the questions I got. And really, you can find that sort of thing out just by looking at where you put the fuel into your car. But we've been getting a lot of questions, a lot of really good questions, and that's what we're here for, is the opportunity to talk with people, answer the questions, and educate them.
Well, you've done this quite a few times now, just in the past year, working with the Team Ethanol. What's your overall feeling in terms of looking back over all the people you've had a chance to talk to out at public events like this where we're out trying to promote ethanol?
I think it's we've really made a lot of headway. And any, you know, every person we can talk to, that's somebody else that is able to go out and talk to their friends about it. And really, these pump tours, I think, are one of our most valuable tools that we have right now in terms of getting out and really getting face-to-face. And you know, that's why we're so excited to be able to do it every time we get the chance.
Well, we've got another big race coming up here in Kansas City this weekend. Your thoughts in advance of the race on how your car's performing, how you feel, especially after having a good finish in the last race?
Yeah, we had been struggling really with a car that was difficult to drive and a little unstable, and we made a changeover in the last race in Japan, and it really transformed the car, and I really had a lot of confidence driving it there. And that's something I think, you know, that change will translate to, you know, all of the ovals that we run on, I think. So, you know, this is the first track that we're going to this year where we had the Dallara at last year. So we've got a little more data to go on here, and I've run here a few times before. So we have a really good outlook, and I expect to be in the top 10. I mean, really, I think we've got a great chance for this to be our first top 5 finish.
Your thoughts on running on this track in particular?
Yeah, this track really lends itself to great competition for the IndyCar series, and IndyCars have really had a lot of those really close kind of side-by-side finishes have been right here at Kansas, and you know, I think we're actually going to be able to put on a better race, if you can believe it or not, a better race than we have in the past, because with these slightly cooler temperatures, it's supposed to be a beautiful day on Sunday, about 80 degrees, and with the cooler temperatures, we make a little more downforce, and that allows us to be a little more stable running side by side. I think it's going to be very tight all the way through the pack.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people understand, when you're running at the speeds you are, especially, how every little element of temperature or track conditions or weather have a real impact, don't they?
Yeah. And, you know, in years past, we've been running in upper 90, 100-degree weather here on that July 4th weekend, and the track tends to get a little bit slippery. And now, with it being a little bit cooler, I think we're going to have a great track condition and good weather to really perform.
Well, one last question. Looking at how the fuel has performed at 100% in your cars this year, your thoughts or those you've heard with your fellow drivers, if it's come up?
We are loving it, actually. I mean, it's tremendous. We're making more torque. We just have a broader power band, so really it's a little more forgiving for us, and we love the feel of stepping on the pedal and the car really accelerating. You know, it's doing that a lot better than last year, and at the same time, we're making a lot better mileage than last year. So you know, they reduced our fuel cells down from 30 gallons down to 22 gallons, which makes the car lighter as well, so that makes them handle a little better, and it's all upside, and all the drivers are really loving it.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Jeff. We wish you the best of luck, as always, out here this weekend.